This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari presents government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Policies and programs prioritize economic growth, job creation, strengthening federalism and good governance. Vote count result of 745 local levels complete. Parliamentary Hearing Committee endorses names of proposed ambassadors to Sri Lanka and Denmark. And 18 students and at least one adult killed in a school shooting in Texas. Now the news in detail. The government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year have been presented in the Federal Parliament. President Bidya Devi Bhandari presented the policies and programs before the joint session of the Federal Parliament yesterday. Import replacement, export promotion, internal production growth, job creation and high economic growth are among the targets of the government in its new policies and programs. It also aims at strengthening federal by maintaining good governance. According to the policies and programs, agriculture, transportation, information technology, industry and other sectors will be promoted as economic potential and economic recovery programs will be introduced. The policies and programs also highlight that inflation will be kept within the required limits and projects other than of national importance, pride and transformation will be implemented at the provincial and local level. The government has also given priority to the issues of conservation, utilization and distribution of natural resources through the coordination of the three levels of the government. The government aims to increase domestic production through industrialization, through environment-friendly programs and green economy through renewable energy. Likewise, presenting the policies and programs, President Bhandari said holy shrines carrying religious, cultural and tourism significance like Pashupatinath, Janakpur and Lumbini would be developed as hubs for religious tourism. President Bhandari shared that the government had adopted the policy to promote cultural tourism in the upcoming years. The Great Himalayan Trail in Darchula and Taplejung will be upgraded. Similarly, President Bhandari shared that the government would encourage investors to invest in manufacturing sectors for the development and expansion of the capital market. Likewise, it is mentioned in the government's policies and programs that the credit rating of Nepal will be completed in the coming fiscal year and insurance will be linked with production and productivity. It also focuses on making the public services more accessible, affordable and transparent with the effective implementation of the Digital Nepal Framework 2076 from Sambat. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba tabled a copy of the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year at the meeting of the House of Representatives. The meeting thanked the President for addressing the joint meeting of both houses of the Federal Parliament. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota presented a proposal thanking the head of the state for addressing the joint sitting of both the houses of the Federal Parliament. The Speaker shared that the 26th and 27th of May had been fixed as the days for the discussion on the government's policy and program presented in the Federal Parliament. Earlier yesterday, the government endorsed its policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Kharge informed that the cabinet meeting held yesterday at Balwatar endorsed the policies and programs. An annual report of Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee under the House of Representatives has been endorsed. Committee Secretary Uday Bhandari said the report prepared by the committee was passed after holding a discussion on it. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has unanimously endorsed the names of proposed ambassadors to Sri Lanka and Denmark. A meeting of the committee held yesterday approved proposed ambassador to Sri Lanka, Basudev Mishra, and proposed ambassador to Denmark, Professor Dr. Ram Swatharai. Complaints were received against Mr. Andrai among the 20 names proposed by the government for the ministerial appointment. Committee President Lakshman Lal Karna said the meeting unanimously endorsed the names of the two proposed ambassadors since the complaints against them were found irrelevant. A delegation of 15 students' unions called on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Dilendra Prasad Burdu, drawing the government's attention to the price hike of petroleum products. During the meeting, they handed a memorandum to Minister Burdu. They demanded the government withdraw the decision to increase the prices of petroleum products and cooking fuel. The results of local-level elections held on the 13th of May are coming from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 745 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 324 local levels, the CPN UML in 203, CPN Maoist Centre in 121, Janata Samajwadi Party in 21, CPN Unified Socialist in 11, and others in 63 local levels. Unified Socialist candidate Dhanraj Acharya has got victories in the mayoral post of Pokhara Metropolis with 58,893 votes, whereas his nearest contender Krishna Thapa of CPN UML has gathered 52,848 votes. Manju Devi Gurung of CPN UML has been elected as the deputy mayor of Pokhara Metropolis. Nepali Congress candidate Chiri Babu Maharshan has been elected as the mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City for the second term. CPN UML's Manjali Sakya emerged victorious to the deputy mayoral post in the Lalitpur Metropolitan City. Maharshan secured 42,722 votes, while his close contender Hari Krishna Benjankar of CPN UML received 24,560 votes. Likewise, deputy mayoral candidate Shakya got 25,085 votes to register her win. Her arch rival Baburaz Acharya of CPN Maoist Center has gathered 18,752 votes. Meanwhile, both mayoral and deputy mayoral candidates from the ruling alliance have been elected in Bharatpur Metropolis. Renu Dahal from CPN Maoist Center got elected as the mayor with 52,030 votes, while her nearest rival from CPN UML, Bijay Subedi, got 39,581 votes. Similarly, Chitra Sen Adhikari of Nepali Congress became deputy mayor in Bharatpur Metropolis. Likewise, Janata Samajwadi Party candidate Rajesh Man Singh has been elected as the mayor of Birganj Metropolis. He received 46,215 votes, while his nearest rival from CPN UML, Bijay Sharabagi, got 23,671 votes. Similarly, Nepali Congress candidate Imtiaz Alam has been elected as deputy mayor of the Birganj Metropolis. The result of Kathmandu Metropolis is yet to be announced. As per the latest update we received, independent mayoral candidate Balendra Shah is leading the vote count with 54,718 votes. He is followed by Nepali Congress candidate Sridhana Singh with 34,608 votes. CPN UML candidate Keshav Sthapit has received 33,975 votes as of now. The government has thanked the Election Commission, political parties and voters and all others for the successful completion of the local level election 2022. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on May 20 thanked all the government employees, security bodies and security personnel, the media and journalists, civil society and all other agencies for extending direct and indirect supports in conducting the local level election. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the meeting also approved a visit of a delegation led by National Planning Commission member Dr. Dil Bahadur Gurung to take part in the 78th session of the Economic and Social Commission for Asia and Pacific, which is scheduled to be held in Bangkok of Thailand from 23 to 27th of May. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pomba Busal has announced to bring new policy to increase power consumption in domestic market. Addressing an event in the capital city yesterday, the energy minister said industries would be increased and e-vehicles and e-stoves would be promoted to increase electricity consumption in Nepal's domestic market, saying that country's trade deficit was rising owing to huge amount of imported petroleum products. Busal argued that imported petroleum products could be substituted from the electricity. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. 18 students and at least one adult have been killed in a school shooting in Texas. The attack happened on Tuesday at the Robb Elementary School around 80 miles west of San Antonio. The suspect was an 18-year-old male called Salvador Ramos, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says. The BBC has mentioned that he had a handgun and an AR-15 rifle, law enforcement sources say. The suspect is stated was believed to be killed by officials. The pupils were in 2nd, 3rd and 4th grades, meaning aged between 7 and 10, according to the BBC. U.S. President Joe Biden told key Asian allies that the world was navigating a dark hour in the shared history with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He added that the war has now become a global issue, underscoring the importance of defending the international order. President Biden is meeting the leaders of Japan, Australia and India in Tokyo in his first visit to Asia as president. Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has his comments saying that a similar invasion should not happen in Asia. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in province 1, Madhesh province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, along with the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report: maximum temperature of 26.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari represents government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Policies and programs prioritize economic growth, job creation, strengthening federalism and good governance. Vote count result of 745 local levels complete. Parliamentary hearing committee endorses names of proposed ambassadors to Sri Lanka and Denmark. And 18 students and at least one adult killed in a school shooting in Texas. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.